Let's talk about something important. Put that coffee down.
Now it's time to get those answers for life, mortgages, and the financial industry with Matt Van Fossen.
I'm not fucking leaving!
J-Rod.
Okay, insert rod support A into slot B.
And John Kuskin.
Well, you don't know about jail? Well, you would love jail.
Here it is, Rates and Rants.
Okay, welcome to another episode of Rates and Rants. We've got our standard crew here today, so no introductions necessary, but we're going to be talking about the topic of company culture today. So I guess let's just jump right into it. We might go through some different topics on company culture, but a couple of rants as well. So, John,
Yes.
You've been at a lot of mortgage
companies.
Welcome
back.
Yeah, thank you. Welcome back, John.
I wasn't invited to the last one, but thanks.
Neither was I.
Yeah. Guess what happens?
Friday late night.
Yeah. That's
Friday it. Late night.
Yeah.
Well, we had a great session without you guys.
Start coming to the office more. You guys will be invited.
Let's not get crazy.
Yeah, we're pushing it.
Yeah.
So you've been at a couple of mortgage companies. Two.
Yeah.
Yeah. What company do you think had better culture, the first one or the second one? The one that you worked for, the one that you owned?
I think this one does now. The last one was during the fun times back in, 05, 06, 08, where anything went. So it's two different periods. So I think for in the time we're in now, I think we have great company culture.
Right. It's different type of culture. Back then, culture was more about just having fun, right? Not necessarily how you treated people at the company. You know, everybody was just...
And there was no compliance back then because, anybody could get a loan, right?
Yeah. There was no HR.
There was none of that stuff. Like Rich told me when I first got in the business, no doc loans, put a mirror under their nose. Are they breathing? Closed.
Give them the loan.
That's it.
But so Joe, you said that they had no HR. So does that mean HR is bad for culture? Is that
No. I'm just saying he said anything goes. I said, and that was part of it. I mean,
is it weird I do HR and culture?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a little weird. That's
yeah, you're walking both lines right there.
Right.
A little weird. But I think the other thing is, everybody defines culture a little bit different, right? Depends on the company, the demographic of the company, of what culture is. I don't think it's just like, hey,
having fun,
right? Or just doing fun things, or if you want to come to work every day because you like everybody and you get along with everybody, that's the culture of the company too, right? It's not just we threw a party or a Christmas party or we do the workouts. I think that it has to be like a kind of a cohesive relationship between the demographic of the company and the people, right? And then also what the company provides. It's not just,
just the fun
things,
stuff.
Right? Well, I think it comes down to the basis of what is culture. You get that answer to that question different depending on who you speak to. You speak to one business owner, they're going to say one thing. You speak to another, they may say something different. You speak to the staff and they're going to say, a third answer. What is the basis of culture? It's not...
definition of it, right? Because it's what's Italian culture versus new school versus old school versus our American cultures and different, and like everybody has their own definition of it. That's what I mean. It has a lot to do with the demographic of the company itself and what makes us happy as a group.
So I actually like that analogy. You used family and what your origins are. Culture is what you make it,
right?
So just like in family, right, you have traditions in family and, that's what your family has, the traditions, and you build that family, you make it. I think corporate culture is very similar to that. When you really think about it, is the culture of the company is what you make it, how you run the business.
Yeah.
But more than anything, something that I feel like I've learned is that the basis of the culture is how you treat people and letting people know that you actually care about them.
And I think that's the good and the bad too, right? Like, it's not only how you treat people when things are good and everything's good and, the people that are doing the right thing, but it's also how, as a company, we handle, you know, adverse situations, yeah, the tough right?
times. Like last year.
Yeah, the tough times, the, you know, when somebody's not good for culture, you know, how do we make those decisions, right? Like, that's all part of it, is maintaining the culture. But it doesn't necessarily just mean culture's not just the good, right? It's the
right. Well, and how one person can affect that culture.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I mean,
in a positive or negative way.
Right. There's cancers, right?
Yes. Yeah, and you hear that term cancer getting thrown around a lot. Yeah. And I think Tony Robbins, I was talking to you about this the other day. I was reading some of the Tony Robbins. He said the hardest thing to do is let go of the people that are negatively impacting your business and making that decision, you know, as soon as possible. A lot of people defer.
Although every motivational, I don't want to call it all motivational, but any business speaker, they always talk about that as, right, hiring's guessing, firing's needs to be easier, right? So you guess when you hire somebody, if they don't work out, you have to be good at getting rid of them. And then also, if your top producer is bad for the company, right, you have to recognize that, and overall it will be a benefit in the long term to get rid of somebody like that, right? That's just bad for company culture,
right?
Unfortunately, in our business, it's really hard, right? And I think we have to deal with a lot of that, adversary to the culture, just because of production, right? We're so loan officer and sales focused. Yeah. But
you can lose your ops in the same way. We just saw that. We just recently hired somebody that had probably took less wages, but they came here because they heard the company had great culture and because the last company wouldn't stand up to their sales force.
Right.
You know, so that's that sales versus ops balance, right? Yeah. And it's also that difficult part of the top producer syndrome. We talk about that a lot, that, you know, they push and you try to have good controls and good policy at a company because you know what's right. But a lot of times the top producers come in and they push their weight around, and right. You know, that definitely does resonate back to culture, like you're saying, because you need the loyalty of your op staff, right? You need to let them know that you're going to back them up when they need to get backed up. Otherwise, that can turn. You can do all the right things culturally. You can do the company events. You can do the corporate trainer. You can buy lunch and you can say, hey, we have great culture. But if you lose the following and the loyalty of the operation staff by favoring sales too much, then management can even turn into a cancer.
Yeah, the favor part, but it's more or less overriding their decision, which makes them feel like they don't matter then, right? Yeah.
So I think that is kind of
no matter what I say, they're just gonna go run to daddy, and daddy's gonna say yes, and blah 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 blah.
Here's my view on
daddy. I thought you were daddy.
It would be me, yeah.
E, what's John?
Daddy.
Daddy.
My kids call me daddy. I think that the deal with it though is the people that conform to your culture and will be a benefit will always look at that also, and you won't have that same situation with them, right? Because culturally they're aligned, and if we're sales focused, right, and that's part of our culture and part of our DNA, they have that conversation and then they're aligned, right? Mm-hmm. It's when you don't have, when you have that salesperson and that ops person that's just not aligned, right? And then they're on two different playing fields, and they're like, okay, now I gotta go over his head, or I gotta go over her head, and I gotta, but they're just not aligned, right? As a culture, we try to say, hey, we're pretty, I'm going to call it customer-focused, right?
Right. That's the thing that I think that bothers me the most in the position, you know, we're all in, is when an employee will do one thing for a salesperson, but for a salesperson they don't like. They don't do it just because they don't like it, but they've done it for someone they do like,
right?
You know what I mean? So that's completely taking
favoritism.
It completely takes the business side out of it, of the greater purpose while we're here. And you know, it's when sales and ops develops that, you know.
Yeah, I mean, culturally, right? We always all have our doors open all the time.
Yeah. Yep.
We're not chastising people for walking in.
Yeah.
You know, with food in their hand, talking to us while we're on the phone. We kind of just roll with things, but
I think I know who you're thinking of.
I feel like we make fun of people a lot. Don't chastise them, though.
But right. Joke. We make
good,
fun.
Right. Good healthy jokes.
Yeah, good health. Yeah. Like we'll
you have to have
give somebody we'll give work. Somebody shit for it, right? But like we would not to the point that we're like, don't ever do that. Yeah. Like
you're not serious about it.
You're not serious. I mean, sometimes you're like, dude, are you kidding me? You know what I mean? But the reality
but when
is
when you do when you bring laughter into it, it makes
It's lighthearted, but again, like culturally, like we're open door, right? And so, I mean, you guys know me, and I have a lot of patience, right? And then, but like some people don't, and they can't deal with certain people, but that shouldn't affect how they work, right?
And how they make their decisions.
Yeah, there's certain stuff they just have to check at the door, right? Their decisions need to be based on keeping, you know, the 200 and something people employed. Right, I think that's what everybody's decision needs to be, whether you're a loan officer or your, you know, CEO, doesn't matter. Your decisions are based on keeping the company alive and well.
What are your views on culture managers? Like here, Erica has done a great job. She's been our culture manager, right? She's the person that keeps the salespeople together, that makes sure that, you know, they're always coming to events, that everybody's informed, and I think we try to do a really great job at bringing people together, but I feel like enough people don't feel culture is as important enough to appoint somebody in these positions, but organically somebody always takes the reins. So how essential is a culture manager now?
I think we were talking about this morning. You have companies like I read a blog on Panera Bread. Over 100% turnover every year in employees, right? If you want to like retain good talent and you want to, you know, have a healthy place for people to work, I think you need it, right? Because we're not going to always see the things that are right or wrong, right? You need somebody that's in the mix, and having like that cultural leader, heart leader, whatever you want to call it, I think it's important for the company.
I agree. And, you know, it comes down to also having your eyes and ears out there, right? Getting the feedback and hearing about it. There's a lot of things that we won't get approached with, but like, she does.
Right. We'll never get approached with that stuff.
Right.
Right. Like this person's pissed off because
about
of
this.
X, right?
Right.
Or
well,
Matt,
that person is going to hear it.
Right.
Sorry. I'll hear it all.
I'll hear it all the time.
All sides, sales, operations.
Right.
Do you love it?
No.
Depends on the information. If it's juicy enough.
If it's juicy,
but you
it's
also
great.
Have to remember, some of these people, no matter what employee you have, there's going to be a handful of them that this is just a paycheck, and they don't care.
You're always going to have those people, right?
But you need those people to balance it.
They're you know, what I'm saying is, you can't, no matter what great culture you have,
they don't care.
They don't care. I leave at 5. I get my paycheck every 2 weeks, and I don't care what events we do. I'm not doing them.
So here's the deal with culture: is what makes people tick, right? Right. Everybody has their thing that they want, that they need, right? Right. Some people don't want to come here and bullshit and talk to everybody, and you know, they don't want to go to. They don't care about the Christmas party. Right. They want to get a holiday party, whatever you want to call it. Dodge that bullet. Yeah. you want to? They want to come, show up to work, 9 o'clock, leave at 5, right. Get a reasonable wage for it, and that makes them super happy.
And I think if they're getting their job done and they're not taking advantage of everything, that is fine. I have no problems with that.
That's what we hired them for.
Right, but we can't ignore the fact that there's a new generation out there that's coming into the workforce that looks for an employer that goes the extra mile, right?
Well, let's be honest. You're going to be here 40. You're going to be here more than you are at home sometimes. So why not make it fun?
We all work more than we're home.
Right.
So because otherwise you're sleeping.
Right.
Yeah.
So why not make it fun when you're
home? But I do think that a good culture gets more out of people.
Oh, 100%.
Right. You know, I was talking.
Being happy at work gets more out of people.
Yeah. Yeah.
If your culture. If you are in a area that your culture is people don't want anything and they want to show up at 9 o'clock, they don't want to be micromanaged, but they're going to do their job and they're hard workers and they're going to leave at 5 or 6, and that's the culture of the company and that's what they like to do and they're happy doing it, then you're going to get them to work and stay, right? Versus, you know, us having a younger demographic company and see we're going to get. You know, they want interaction, right? They want us all. They want to feel like they're working with their friends.
Yeah.
Right.
But and I think Erica can attest to this. You can't please everybody.
Never.
You know, when we're putting an event on or trying to plan something, you know,
you can't expect
to. She hears the shit more than we do, but you can't please everybody.
Nope.
You're always going to have people that are just, no matter what, just be unhappy.
But listen, parties aren't culture either, right? It's the people that make it, right? It's the DNA of how we make it.
Yeah. My favorite is everyone wants to come train. Then we put together a training. Nobody likes to date.
Right.
Right. It's too busy. It's too busy time of year, guys.
Right.
Okay.
I wish we did more training.
Yeah.
It's the last week in December.
But I can't
make
the five that you've scheduled.
But when do you want to come? I don't know. Just not when you're scheduling it.
Yeah. So what breaks culture? Right. What are the fatal flaws?
They're just unhappy people, I think, is the biggest issue. Right. People that are just unhappy with their job, with their management, with, you know,
I wouldn't say it's unhappy people. I would say it's the unhappy people that pull the other people who like what they're doing down with them to hate what they're doing.
Yeah, I think anybody who hates
toxic
their job.
People.
Yeah, right. Like I think anybody who hates their job though and just feels that they're forced to come here because they have nothing else, or they, you know,
or stay because they have nothing else.
Yeah, or they're unwilling to take a risk or something like that.
And it might
not
even be the company. It might be what's going on in their lives right now.
It could be anything, right? But they're bad for culture, right? They're bad for, you know, they don't want to say hi to everybody, or they don't want to walk in, or, you know, like they just have a stigma.
Would you say that there's an age to that where...
What are you doing? Is your mic not working? Is my mic not working?
Night? Hold on. We're going to pause the podcast. Everybody, check. No, wait. Check.
Are you track one?
Check.
The whole thing just stopped.
Hello?
Is it me? Hello?
You're not recording.